All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Today, we're going to be diving into something pretty fascinating.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Really important for a lot of people out there.
Right.
We're going to be talking about how exercise during pregnancy can help prevent serious health complications.
Yeah, it's not intuitive. You think pregnancy, you think take it
All
easy.
right. Put your feet up, relax.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of really good evidence coming out about how important staying active is.
Absolutely.
So, we're going to be focusing specifically on gestational hypertension and preeclampsia.
Two big ones.
Two big ones. And, these are things that can pop up during pregnancy
Yep.
and cause some pretty major consequences.
Sure, for both mom and baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy is by the end of this deep dive, you're
Hopefully,
going to see why exercise is like,
a key player.
it's being recommended as like a key preventive measure.
Totally.
So that's kind of what we're going to be looking into today.
Yeah, I'm excited to break it down.
Yeah. So let's just get right into it. Can you give us kind of a quick rundown of what gestational hypertension and preeclampsia actually are?
Yeah, so gestational hypertension, we call it GH.
Okay.
Basically, it's high blood pressure that develops after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
Right.
And so it can actually be a precursor to preeclampsia,
Gotcha.
which is PE. And that is high blood pressure plus signs of damage to other organ systems.
Okay.
So most often we're talking about the liver or kidneys.
So it's not just the blood pressure.
Exactly. It's high blood pressure plus
Just.
something else going on.
Okay.
And so, unfortunately, both of these conditions can lead to complications
Of course.
like premature birth or growth restriction for the
Yeah,
baby.
so these are pretty serious conditions.
Absolutely.
And pretty common, I imagine, too.
Sadly, they are.
Yeah.
They're a major global concern for maternal and fetal health.
Wow. So
Right.
all the more reason to try to prevent them, right?
For sure. And that's where exercise comes in. This is like the most amazing thing to me is that regular exercise
Yeah.
can significantly reduce your risk of these conditions.
It's so cool and so counterintuitive,
Yeah,
right?
right.
Like you said.
So we're talking about systematic reviews have shown that exercise interventions alone, nothing else, right, can
Okay.
lower the odds of developing GH by 39%
That's huge.
and PE, even more impressively,
Get out of here.
by 41%.
Wow. 41%.
Yeah. Pretty incredible.
That's amazing. So what kind of exercise are we talking about here? Like what is enough?
Yeah, good question. So they're talking about around 600 meaty minutes per week of moderate activity.
Okay. 600 meaty minutes sounds like a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. So break that down for us. Like, what does that actually look like in real life?
Yeah, so you think about it, like in terms of time, that's about 20 minutes a day of something like brisk walking or swimming.
Okay. That's not bad at all.
No, it's totally manageable.
So I don't have to, train for a marathon or
Yeah.
anything?
Nope, not at all. Moderate is key here.
That's good to hear. I'm sure our listeners are relieved.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does exercise actually do this? Like, what's the mechanism here?
Yeah. So there's a few things going on. One is that it really impacts your blood vessels. It improves what we call endothelial function,
Okay.
which is just a fancy way of saying how well your blood vessels can widen and relax.
Okay.
So if you think about it, it's like stretching out a rubber band,
Okay.
right? That flexibility is key for healthy blood pressure.
That makes total sense. So it's like exercise is like a reset button for your blood pressure, helping those vessels relax and flow smoothly.
Exactly. You're getting it.
Okay, so that's one way. Are there other mechanisms at play here?
Yep, there are. Exercise also helps balance your autonomic nervous system.
Okay. Remind me what that is again.
Right, so that's the part of your nervous system that controls things like your heart rate, your blood pressure, all that good stuff. And, pregnancy can kind of throw it out of whack.
Yeah, for sure. Hormones are going crazy.
Exactly. And that can lead to those spikes in blood pressure. But what's cool is exercise is like training your body to stay calm and collected, even under pressure.
Interesting. So it's like a stress buster for your blood pressure.
I like that. That's a great way to put it.
I never really realized, I mean, we all know exercise is good for you, but I never really thought about the impact it would have on blood pressure specifically.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. And we're not even done yet.
Oh, there's more.
There is. Don't forget about weight management.
Right.
Maintaining a healthy weight gain during pregnancy is really important, and exercise can help you do that. It just reduces that extra strain on your cardiovascular system.
Okay, yeah. That totally makes sense. So we've got the blood vessels, we've got stress management, we've got weight control. Anything else we haven't touched on yet?
Oh, yeah, we've got a couple more. So Exercise also has some pretty powerful anti-inflammatory effects.
Okay.
And this is important because preeclampsia, remember, is often linked to inflammation.
Right.
So by reducing inflammation, you're essentially reducing your risk.
Okay, so it's like a multi-pronged attack on these conditions.
Exactly. And lastly, we got to give a shout out to the placenta. Exercise actually helps enhance placental function.
Interesting. So what does that mean exactly?
It means the placenta, which is responsible for delivering nutrients to your baby, can work more efficiently.
Okay, so a healthier placenta equals a healthier baby.
You got it.
All right, so we've got improved blood flow, better stress management, weight control, reduced inflammation, and a happy, healthy placenta. That's quite a list.
It really is. Exercise is a pretty incredible tool.
Okay, so I know what our listeners are thinking right now. All this sounds great, but what does this actually look like in my daily life? What are some practical tips they can take away from this?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And the good news is, we're not talking about hardcore gym workouts here. Remember, moderate is the key. Walking is fantastic.
Yeah, easy to do.
Exactly. Swimming is another great one, very gentle on the joints, and even some light resistance training, as long as you have your doctors okay.
Okay, so pretty much something that everyone can do, and we're talking only 20 minutes a day.
Yeah, that's all it takes. You don't need a fancy gym membership or any special equipment. Just get moving.
Yeah, make it part of your routine.
Exactly. And of course, I always have to say this. Always a good idea to have a chat with your doctor before starting anything new, especially during pregnancy. They might have some specific recommendations based on your individual situation.
Of course. And just to put everyone's mind at ease, studies have actually shown that there are no adverse outcomes for either mom or baby from moderate intensity exercise during pregnancy, right?
That's right. The research is very clear on that. The benefits far outweigh any potential risks.
So there you have it. Remember, exercise during pregnancy isn't just about staying fit, it's a powerful tool to protect both your health and your baby's well-being.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So I'm going to leave you with this thought. Now that you know the benefits, what kind of moderate activities do you think you could realistically incorporate into your routine? Think about it. It's worth it for you and your little one. Thanks for tuning into our deep dive today, and we'll see you next time.
See you later.